I do have a picture that I'll send around. I like Do the Next Right Thing. It's kind of like Good Orderly Direction, which is a DOD word. My story, however, is kind of one that lets you know how not to do it, because that's kind of how I've done everything all life. In my life, I've had to try all the wrong ways. I like the thing that says good judgment comes from experience, but experience comes from bad judgment, because that's my life. And I've been a diet failure all my life. I just was never able to go on a diet. It's funny, I just had my 40th class reunion, and I remember the one gal, and I was talking to her, I said, I remember sitting, because we viewed our school, sitting there and you saying you were on a diet, and I didn't know kids could do that. I mean, we were teenagers, but I didn't know, you know, I mean, that was beyond my comprehension. And the only time I lost weight was on speed. I mean, it was diet pills back then, it was legal. And so I lost weight, got married, and had the kids and gained the weight. I came into this program by a funky mean. You know, my neighbor wanted to go to another diet club, and for me it was easier to say okay and then wait for her to get tired and then drop out, you know. But there was something here, and I didn't know what it was, but it was something here that gave me hope. And, you know, I kind of had a little bit of abstinence, didn't, maybe a year or two or whatever, but the one day this friend I heard was starting a newcomer meeting, and I thought this was terrific, and they allowed me to help them. You know, I mean, this was just, speaking of low self-esteem, I have a friend who said she didn't have any. I thought I had very low self-esteem, whether I had any or not, I don't know, but it wasn't much there. And after being in this newcomer meeting for at least over a year, I just knew I was a hypocrite. You guys had it right, you knew how to do it, and I didn't. And so what else was left? I dropped out. Which, you know, it didn't take me very long at all, I'd say a few months, maybe 6 months, to regain all my weight. I have about a 50-pound weight loss, and I regained the 50 pounds right away. And for me, there is nothing else that works besides OA. There is nothing else that works besides OA. So this is my only hope. But it was hard to come back, so don't drop out, because it's too hard to come back. I did come back. It did take me a while. I went through a lot of stuff in my own journey through the 12 steps and finding God and finding it's okay to do this, to do the program in my way and do the best I can and be the best I can in what my God is directing me. And, you know, I was sitting there trying to think how I got to intergroup, and I don't have a clue, except I'm sure that we needed an intergroup rep. I just remember it being at the intergroup meeting and coming up, our group was 1, 2, 3. I thought, that's pretty simple. And then they have to get things simple for me. Because I had gone to intergroup at the first go-round and didn't want any part of it. I don't do the argument and the debate, and I just didn't want any part of it. And I did go back, and then I stayed around. And when it come to another friend wanting to go to region, you know, my reason was, I was interested in one of the guys that was going to region. So, of course, I said, well, okay, I'll go with you, you know. So I was a region rep. And so I hung around being a region rep for a while, and it was fun. We enjoyed it. And, you know, he didn't stay very long, and I got into region. And then they needed a chair. And I know two or three people asked me, well, are you going to run for chair? And I got to stop here a minute because I missed one before. Because I never could speak. Number one, I don't write very well. I don't talk very well. This is a God thing, period. But the first time I got up to speak, my sponsor was in the room, and I'm going, it's starting to kind of go forward. I saw her get up to come catch me. You know, I mean, I am not a speaker. But, you know, that's in my head, and I have to get out of my head and get out of my own way because I'm my own worst enemy. And so when it came to being, they needed a chair, and I thought, these guys are crazy. What do you mean you're asking me? Backwards again, when I was asked to chair a convention, and I talked to a sponsor, and she laughed. I mean, we were both laughing. They asked me to chair a convention. And sure enough, the next year, they asked that I did chair the convention, and it worked. I mean, I think a convention has a life of its own. But nevertheless, it did work. And becoming a leader has never been anything that I had on my dream list. And I had a friend who too said, those trustees, that's what I want to be. And I looked at her like, you're crazy to be up there and be a trustee? Huh, not me. And, you know, we needed a region chair. So there was none. We had none. And so I was asked, and it was like, okay, I'll fill in. I do the fill-in part, you know. And I hope you don't do that, because, you know, that shows that big defect in me, because I'm not worth doing that. You guys are. You guys have the answers. I don't. That's when she asks the question. I always say, give me the easy one, let her have the other one, because I don't know that I know. You know, my brain's getting old, and sometimes I can't even come up with the right word. But there is a higher power who guides us all and will give us the answers when we need it. And what I found is that so many other people have the answers, and I just ask for help. So that's been working for me so far. But anyway, I took the region chair, and then we were at the region chair meeting, Miss Donna and I. And we had some great leaders. I mean, they knew what they were doing, and we were just there following, you know. And all of a sudden they say, well, we don't know if we're going to be here or not. We need other chair, secretary, vice chair type of thing. And it was like, who knows, who's been voted that they know they're going to be there? And so we had to stand up, and she and I, and I think, well, there's two other people I saw. I don't know. But anyway, about that time, Donna had to go out of the room, and so they looked at me and said, would you be the chair? And I said, well, I was kind of thinking of secretary. And within 2 minutes, I was secretary. And the other gal was saying, well, I'm thinking vice chair. So Donna got chair by default. It was so but then we needed a trustee, and I knew I didn't have time. I mean, I worked, and I couldn't. I had kids, and but by that time, my kids were at least the youngest was an older teen, and we had to have a substitute
interim
trustee from not our region. We had to have somebody step in that wasn't from our region, whose job was to get a trustee out of our region. But she also did a lot of healing in our region. And when she said to me, you know, I said, I can't get the time. She said, here are the dates. Go ask your work if you can have those dates. I said, okay. I asked my work, and they said, sure. So I ran for trustee and became trustee. But I remember even being at those trustee meetings and saying, you know, I'm just waiting for you guys to give me my pink slip because, you know, I don't know enough to be on here. And I don't. Please don't let not knowing enough and not being enough stop you from what you're doing. Please do it anyway, because it's just incredible. You know, God, whatever you understand, God has just... on my picture, I have there, God loves me just as I am. But he loves me too much to let me stay that way. And, you know, we don't know how our journey's going to be and what it's going to entail and what it's going to unfold. And this has been incredible. I mean, I've had to do service and tradition meetings. Number one reason I didn't want to be a trustee. And I love them. They are terrific. We have so much fun. At one of them in Iowa, I was told, you know, the last one, everybody left and didn't come back after lunch. But there were more people after lunch than there were before lunch because we have fun. You know, it needs to be a fun thing. Program is a fun thing. It's a lot of work. But, you know, it's a lot of fun, too. And what we get out of it just can't be equal out there in life. You know, if I go out there in life, I'll be back to the eating again. And I don't want the person I was. You wouldn't recognize the person I was. I owe my life to this program. And so if I do, and if I really believe in this program, what am I willing to do? I want to say I'm willing to say, okay, when everybody else needs. Sometimes God has to do a little more prodding than that. But I'm telling you, it's been an incredible ride, and I hope you guys don't miss the ride, whatever your ride may be. Please take it and go for it. Thank you.